This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Summary, I'm Olive Summers. Members of the House of Representatives have elected Dr. Buffer Chambers as Speaker of the 54th Legislature. This is the first time for representatives to elect a Speaker on white ballot after general elections and the second white ballot Speaker election in 40 months. Deputy Speaker Hans Bertu, one of the contenders in the election of Speaker of the House of Representatives, withdrew from the race. At the same time, Prince Moi of the Unity Party was elected as Deputy Speaker of the 54th Legislature. They were immediately sworn in by the Chief Clerk. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is today hosting and chairing the inaugural meeting of the High-Level Panel on Migration in Monrovia. The High-Level Panel on Migration was established at the 9th Joint Annual Meetings of the African Union Specialized Technical Committee on Finance, Monetary Affairs, Economic Planning and Integration, and the Economic Commission for Africa Conference on African Ministers of Finance, Planning and Economic Development, which took place in Addis Ababa in April 2016. The overall objective of the high-level panel is to affirm Africa's commitment to global objectives and values on migration and harness migration for Africa's development in the context of international cooperation. Over 2,000 partisans of the incoming governing coalition for democratic change have undertaken a 7-day voluntary clean-up campaign of the city for the January 22nd inauguration. The partisans, mostly young people, are cleaning from the Duke Palace Hotel straight up to Rabat International Airport. The city has been divided in 6 parts with about 400 persons in each location depending on the size of the area. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. An aide to Zimbabwe's former president Robert Mugabe has said he feared civilians could drag out and lynch the leader in a Libyan scenario. During Mr. Mugabe's last week in office, he was under house arrest as the military staged a takeover which would eventually oust him. Recalling the last days of Mr. Mugabe's 37-year rule, Mr. Charamba said the 93-year-old wanted to go on his own terms and had to be warned of the dangers following the military intervention and the outbreak of protests. While Mr. Mugabe was held at his lavish Blue Roof mansion, negotiations over his future were being thrashed out between military generals, Catholic priests, political aides and South African envoys. Mr. Charamba said military officials informed the group that tens of thousands of protesters calling for the president's resignation could target Mr. Mugabe personally. And Chinese ships are racing to clean up a giant oil spill after an Iranian tanker sank in the East China Sea. The 120 square kilometer oil slick is thought to be made up of heavy fuel that was used to power the vessel. The Sanchi oil tanker sank on Sunday, and officials say all its crew members are dead. It was carrying 136,000 tons of ultralight crude oil from Iran, which generates a toxic underwater slick that would be invisible from the surface. Both the fuel and the ultralight oil could cause devastating damage to marine life. The Sanchi and Okago ship collided 260 kilometers off Shanghai on January 6, with the tanker then drifting southeast towards Japan. It caught fire after the collision and burned for more than a week before sinking off China's east coast. That's the UNMIL Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003 or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Summers.